So just starting off with your feet firmly planted on the ground. And just start to give your body a little sway from side to side. You need to close your eyes if they aren't already. And just take a moment to, in your mind's eye, picture your little girl. So who you were, maybe at the age of 4 or 5. And if you have no memories, as some of us do, of that time, I want you to just imagine who you think you were. Who was this little girl soul of yours? What did she wear? What did her eyes look like? What did her fingers look like? And just start to see her slowly walking or skipping towards you. And as she approaches, you look directly into her eyes and you listen. You listen to any messages that she has to share with you today. Maybe you take her hand and you dance together, receiving her message in the form of dance. And you just start to breathe in her essence, her message into your body. So maybe that's a light, playful, airy energy, the energy of a child that can be raw and innocent and pure in her love. A child that doesn't have to worry about all the bills and all the adulting things. And instead, her body is light and unburdened, open and unapologetically raw and authentic. So just begin to notice where that lightness, where that airy feeling shows up in your body as you continue to dance with your little girl. When you're ready, try to imagine just taking a moment to bring her in to a hug. So maybe that means hugging yourself, giving yourself a big, big hug as you continue to move to the song. Maybe that means just imagining this in your mind's eye as you continue to move and see where the song and where her energy and where your body wants to move. Maybe you want to reach your arms high up to the sky, just seeing how light you can allow your fingers, your knuckles, your wrists, your elbows, and your shoulders to get. Letting yourself be infused by her essence, by the song and the beat. And that energy of playfulness and lightness in your body. Does it lie in your toes, in your fingers, in your hips, in your smile? Maybe you want to even open your eyes a little and start to see what around you feels playful. Is it moving to a different spot in the room? Is it finding a toy that gives you joy? Is it a little tug, a little stretch in your body? To see what brings out that innocence and that overflowing joy. And when you're ready to say goodbye to your little girl, you can just bid her farewell and let her go back to skipping and jumping and doing her things. And for the song, you're just going to hold on to her essence and her energy. I want you to feel it in your adult body with your experiences, with all the things that have happened since you were 4 or 5. How can you bring that into your body now, that energy? The places that are more contracted, the places that maybe are holding on, places that have felt pain and grief, that have felt wisdom and just life happening to you. How can you still bring in this energy of not worrying and just connecting to the parts of your body that want to rebel and continue to play? Somebody came and took your bed, don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late, he may have to litigate, don't worry, be happy. Look at me, I'm happy. And just notice if there's anything challenging for you in connecting to this part of yourself or bringing in her energy into your body now. And just be in that space of exploration and curiosity without judgment. When you're worried, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Find a place in your body that maybe feels a little bit more serious and adult-like, and see if you can break that up. Don't worry. Confuse the pattern in your body of heavy legs or heavy arms, of tight neck, or maybe it's lips that don't smile often, or cheeks whose muscles haven't been used enough.
Don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down.
Just find that joyful dance in your body.
It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
And as this new song comes into the space, can you make it bigger and bolder? Can you let your body take up even more space in her celebration, in her raw energy? You have it shoot out of every pore, out of every fingertip, every hair strand, every toe. You let yourself skip around the space, opening your heart, and just letting yourself just paint the room with your body, with your movement, the same way you would a canvas. And like when we were kids, we can do this with no purpose, with no care about how it actually looks. instead just enjoying the process. Last chance to get it all out. Imagine yourself beaming sunshine out of your heart, of your eyes, of your pores. Just a big ball of beaming light. Did it.